Welcome to Small Case Shorts, a weekly wrap-up every Sunday of all the major developments in the markets. Last week, the Indian stock markets ended their losing streak to end the week in green. Even though the situation in the country continues to be grave, positive macroeconomic data and strong signs of recovery in the global markets fueled positive sentiment in the Indian markets. While markets gained almost all days of the previous week, Friday saw widespread selling. This can be attributed to India's lackluster healthcare system, which has failed to handle the extreme rise in COVID-19 cases. Moving on to some other developments. In India, infrastructure output refers to a combined index that measures the performance of 8 core industries, which also includes steel and coal, among others. Infrastructure output in India rose by about 6.8%. in March 2021 when compared to the same period last year. This is the most since July 2018. Foreign exchange reserves in India increased to about $584 billion in the previous week from $582 billion in the week before that. Before wrapping up, we'd like to talk about an interesting development happening in the agricultural sector of India. You see, technology has taken over various industries over the past couple of years and has changed the fortunes of those industries in a positive way. Whether it be finance, healthcare, or education, human beings are leveraging technology to make industries more and more efficient. One such industry, however, that technology hasn't yet fully taken over but soon will, is agriculture. The report suggests that artificial intelligence, if utilized to its full potential, has the capability of relieving the agricultural sector of its inefficiencies. India is primarily an agrarian economy, and efficient agriculture is of utmost importance. Artificial intelligence-led use cases like enhancing soil yield, pest and drought prediction, crop management, precision farming, etc. are all going to help empower our farmers and uplift rural India. Okay, so how does this affect you? Check out our Instagram or Twitter to find out. And that's a wrap for this week. Until next time, take care and happy investing.